ABC Radio Australia.
Fruity, fun, cool. These are the words smokers are using to describe e-cigarettes or vapes, as they're often called. The electronic devices are becoming increasingly popular in some Pacific countries, particularly among young people. It's marketed as a healthier alternative to tobacco cigarettes, but around the world, experts are warning of potential health risks associated with the craze. Reporter Marion Farr peeks beyond the smokescreen to find out what it's all about.
Young people like to vape because it looks cool.
In the Solomon Islands capital, Honiara, there's a new fad taking off.
There's a lot of young people, especially. Maybe they do see vaping and stuff on social media.
The electronic devices, called e-cigarettes or vapes, are plastic tubes that contain a flavoured liquid. When you inhale, the liquid is heated to produce an aerosol that's breathed into the lungs and then blown out again, like a cigarette. Honiara local Laura Chan took up vaping after she saw the devices being used on social media.
I first learned and saw e-cigarette at Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok.
She heard that vaping could help her quit regular tobacco cigarettes, so she decided to give it a go.
This is not good for my health, so I want to try the e-cigarette.
As vapes rapidly increased in popularity, Laura decided to start selling them to her friends.
The price depends on how many puffs the vape is. Like for 7,000 puffs, it's around $350.
It's no small sum of money, and for a while she was able to make a little income. But now e-cigarettes are being sold by so many people in Honiara, she's decided it's no longer worth her while.
I just quit selling vapes because there's lots of people else selling.
In Papua New Guinea, e-cigarettes are also a hit. Port Moresby resident Adolf Kassar says he sometimes uses vapes as an alternative to cigarettes in places where you're not allowed to smoke.
Like clubs or like any indoor place that they don't allow cigarettes, I vape.
He too discovered the devices on the internet.
Looking at, like people, like on YouTubes and whatever, like it was a new thing that I saw.
The use of e-cigarettes is increasing around the globe. One report in the medical journal The Lancet predicts the worldwide sale of vapes will more than double to $40 billion by this year. Often, they're marketed as a healthy alternative to regular cigarettes and can be prescribed to help people quit smoking. But some health experts are concerned.
We do know that these products are harmful.
Dr. Michelle John-Janellis is a public health researcher from the University of Melbourne. Her focus is in the field of smoking and tobacco, and more recently, e-cigarettes.
You know, obviously when you're inhaling anything directly into the lungs, that isn't meant to be there. It's a foreign agent. You know, we're talking about, respiratory illnesses.
An Australian National University review into vapes found some early warning signs of risks associated with blood pressure and heart rate. But in terms of ongoing use, the science is a little more hazy.
Well, long term, we actually have no idea.
One of the major issues, according to Dr. John-Janellis, is a lack of regulation around the ingredients contained in vapes.
You know, you can go into the store, any store, and pick up a liquid that you put in your device, or a liquid that comes, you know, pre-packaged within the device already. And we don't actually know what's in that liquid.
Many vaping products say they don't contain nicotine, the same addictive chemical found in tobacco. But Dr. John-Janellis says testing has often found that that's not true.
What we know when we actually take these products back to the lab is that the liquids that say they don't contain nicotine actually do end up containing nicotine.
She says that's a worry because it puts users, particularly young people, at risk of developing an addiction. And whether vapes actually help people to quit smoking, well, that's a bit unclear too.
There is some evidence to suggest these products might be able to help people quit smoking, but there's also evidence that says people who use these products, never smokers who use these products, are three times more likely to then go on and smoke tobacco cigarettes and actually take up tobacco cigarettes.
For Laura Chan, using vapes didn't help her quit smoking.
I had the vape for a month and then I go back to cigarette because I don't feel like vaping is satisfying me like cigarette.
But she thinks the trend will continue to grow in the Pacific.